on the telephone. Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston joins us. Kyle, how are you this afternoon?
Good. What's up, Rich? How are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How's your week gone?
Good. You know, kind of slow, obviously. Just still trying to stay safe and healthy and keep everybody healthy down here.
That's the name of the game right there. Well, lots of talk about what next steps might be for the various leagues. I see a number of the sports commissioners meeting and talking with the president about possible plans. I looked at that group and I thought, okay, I understand the commissioners of some of the major sports, but the fact that Vince McMahon got the call ahead of you makes no sense. Why aren't you at that meeting?
I don't know. I should be involved in all high-level meetings when it comes to bringing sports back. But, you know, my guy Adam Silver is part of it, so I'll let him do the speaking for me.
I think it was, we were talking about commissioners the other day. I think Chad Finn of the Boston Globe summed it up, that if you look at the commissioners, it's basically Adam Silver and then a bunch of chumps.
Yeah, and when you look at it, Silver's had to deal with a lot of controversies. Just think about when he first took over the Donald Sterling Clipper situation, you know, the China situation earlier this season. And so I think, you know, one thing that Silver's doing a great job is he's being transparent, one. He's not rushing and making any bold proclamations, too. And he says, you know, right now he's in the listen mode. You know, he's listening to the healthcare professionals, which I think is a smart thing to do. You know, I said it a couple weeks ago with you. There's no rush to make any decision right now. Let's see how this plays out. There's no need to cancel the season right now. Or there's no need to say, you know what, we're going to be playing by May 15th. Let's wait and see. And I think Silver's done that.
One of the things that's been discussed in a few outlets this week is the NBA's 25-day plan, 25 days for them to get ready and reactivate. Does that seem reasonable to you if they're able to get to that point?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we discussed this the other day on Early Edition on NBC Sports Boston. You know, this is not like, you know, a preseason or a training camp, because when you look at, you know, the season and going into it, at least the guys can work out during the summer. They can play pickup ball. Right now, guys can't even play with each other. And so there's going to be, you know, some period of adjustment once they do come back. And so you're looking at 25 days, three, you know, I'd look at, you know, 4 weeks maybe even, just, you know, to get back in the rhythm of playing an NBA style of basketball game. Because for a lot of these guys, they're quarantining. They're just sitting at home, hanging with family, maybe getting up some shots, but nothing close to replicating an NBA game.
And people seem surprised that not every NBA player has a full court at their house.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, you look at Boston, not everybody lives in the suburbs, or, you know, a lot of these guys lives in high rises or condos or something like that. And, you know, so basketball courts don't just grow on trees. You know, Jason Tatum's one of those guys. He doesn't have a court, hasn't picked up a ball, he says, you know, or played or anything like that. And so, you know, you look at some of these guys in these major cities, you know, there's just not the space to have your own personal hoop at your house.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston here on Downtown. Did you catch any of the NBA horse competition?
I did. You know, it was something. It wasn't that good. The quality, you know, wasn't that good. You look at, I watched Paul Pierce and you know, Zach Levine. You know, the quality wasn't that good. And Pierce, as much as we love him, you could tell, you know, his playing days are behind him. But, you know, I applaud ESPN and the NBA for giving us something. You know, it may not have been the greatest horse competition ever, but it was something.
Not enough trick shots. So I have to ask you, Drapes, what was your go-to shot if you were playing the horse? What was the one that would always win that game for you?
Well, I threw the Larry Bird over the hoop kind of shot.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. You know, or the Michael Jordan blindfold, eyes closed, free throw shot I could do. I never was a dunker, though. You know, I was more of a marksman, a sharpshooter.
I don't doubt that for a minute. That's, it was still the same today, I'm told.
Exactly. When I can get out there, yeah.
Hey, what's the best thing out there to watch for those of us who have a hankering, a need, and are missing sports? What have you checked out that's worth people's time?
That's a good question. You know, we're running some of these old classic games on NBC Sports Boston.
Yeah.
I think tonight we got Celtics Pacers. This is just from earlier this season when Gordon Hayward went off. You know, I watched some of the old Celtics-Lakers rivalry games, 80s. We showed the Celtics-Phoenix Suns triple overtime game.
Yeah,
and so,
that was great.
You know, it depends. And I've been tuning into golf, too. You know, Tiger Woods went into Masters last year, so there's been a lot of great Masters coverage as well. So I'm just, searching for a little bit of sports. Just give me something. You know, I need something to keep me going.
There's been a lot of talk about the professional sports, but also lots of questions out there about the fall college sports season. And I wonder, do you think it will be tougher for colleges to get back to action than some of the pro leagues?
Yeah, because when you look at it, you know, if you're looking at college sports, we'd be talking about spring ball right now, and you can't do that. There's more turnover, I would imagine, in college, you know, when you got new players, freshmen, sophomores, whoever, seniors graduating. And so it'll be interesting, if they can't get back on the field and start practicing until mid-August, there's no way that I see, the season starting the end of August or the first week of September. And so, college football, there's talk maybe they push it back to the spring of next year or something like that. You know, I think, when you're dealing with kids that age, 18, 19, 20 years old, they need prep time, And so, that's something to keep an eye on also here. I would guess the drop-dead point for them would be mid-July. That's something to keep an eye on, though.
All right, Drapes, of all your colleagues at NBC Sports Boston, who's got the best home setup for their hits?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, Trenny's setup is pretty nice just because, she has all the light kits and the professional equipment. she got a nice background. But, Tangways is solid also. It's just, a couple of bookcases in the background, kind of a wide shot, nothing too fancy. His lighting is off, so I'd have to give it to Trenny.
Well, look, frankly, you want the lighting off on Gary, don't you?
Exactly. We don't need to see more of him, that's for sure.
When will we get to see you again, Kyle?
I'm on tonight at 6 o'clock, our Bell Early edition coming up top of the hour. So I'll be on then talking some hoops.
Worth watching right there. Kyle, we thank you. As always, have a great week, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
Okay. All right, Rich. Talk to you soon, man.
Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, every week here on Downtown.